Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yeah. You give it up with your big old head. Done. It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy? Your mic is not on. Great start to a Thursday. Okay, I see your lips moving, but I can't hear your voice. Okay, again, nobody is hearing what Kimmy is saying right now. Okay, man. Hey, just start pressing buttons and see what happens here. Why would the mic be off in here? Nobody was in here, right? Nope, still not working. Nothing. All right, hold on. Everybody, whatever you're doing, just stop for a second as we try and figure out why Kimmy's microphone is not working. By the way, our ratings just skyrocketed.
No kidding.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Nope, nothing now. No Kimmy. All right, well.
It's
the Tommy and Duffy Show in the break room on ZMF. While we get that figured out with Kimmy, it is going to be another kind of hot one. We're trying to get to tomorrow.
I thought it was supposed to break today and get like breezy.
High of 82.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, look, but tomorrow is the golden day.
Nice.
Sunny, 75, beautiful. It looks like it could be a rainy weekend, but, you know, as long as it's not 90 effing degrees.
Yeah.
Nope, still nothing. Still no Kimmy, ladies and gentlemen. What the hell could be wrong with it? Okay. I love how, like, a little behind the scenes in radio, if you're watching the live stream, like, she's trying to have a conversation with us. Like, you get so used to having the conversation in the room because she can hear us. Can you hear yourself in your headphones when you talk?
Yes.
Really? Maybe not. Nope. Okay. How do you not know that?
Well, it's kind of hard because you're...
Okay, again, no one can hear you.
I'm always too close to my mouth.
Yeah.
She's still going, yeah.
Can't argue that, man.
I'm always too close to
my mouth. Yeah, you can't move away from your mouth. So you go over there. There's your mouth.
I think it might be time for an engineering call, Kimmy. I know we hate to bother him this early in the morning. Nope, still off. Still nothing. Like, if you're watching a live stream, you just see Kimmy's mouth moving with absolutely no noise. Because when you work in this industry, even, like, when you're having a conversation, like, off the show, you tend to, like, lean to the microphone and start talking.
Sure.
Right? So even though nobody can hear Kimmy, by the way, we just set a ratings record.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable what's happening right now. Okay, what are you doing? You're doing the old man thing. Take it out, blow on it, bang
it
around.
Watch it work.
Okay, hold on. Drum roll. Nope, did not work. No. The old Nintendo blow on it and then put it back in did not work.
Jiggle the wire.
Well, Kimmy is trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
It is concert season right now.
Oh, we're slammed.
You know, we have one more pair of Paul McCartney tickets to give you. And Paul McCartney, he's been around a long time.
Oh, yeah, it's big time.
But there is someone, not quite as heralded, but very successful, that has actually been doing this longer than Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Who announced he is going on tour for one final ride.
Okay.
He will be doing four shows in New York State this year. We're talking about the legendary Frankie Valli.
Damn.
Though I never laid a hand on
you. Boy, he sounds terrible.
does dodge. Remember, we have to do this because the people on the live stream can't hear. I dodge you. Okay, so Frankie Valli, really? For those who are not 90.
Yeah.
He is a member of Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm. Big group in his 60s, really.
Yeah. And you probably know him best now, if you weren't around then, for Jersey Boys. That's his band, his life story.
But he also had a resurgence with disco.
He did that. Yes, he did. He had a massive hit. He sang the Grease theme song.
Yeah.
That was big there. He's won an unbelievable amount of awards. He's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like this guy, and by the way, Jersey Boys turned into a movie directed by Clint Eastwood, which is like an old man erection. Right? Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
My eyes adored you. Punk.
Go home. Can we get Kimmy's mic back? Can we make his mic now work? Is the question. Frankie Valli is 91 years old.
Oh, my God.
And he is going on a farewell tour that will make four stops in New York State. Now, the article I have in front of me is talking about the show he's going to be doing in Binghamton.
He's doing Binghamton?
Binghamton.
What an odd choice.
Well, here's what's even more odd about it. In Binghamton, he is playing the Veterans Vision, the arena there, where the AHL hockey team played when they went. So I'm familiar with this arena intimately. My daughter has played hockey in
It's their war memorial.
Yes, but that's like, it's got to be like 8,000-9,000 seats.
Yeah.
For 91-year-old Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
And if you have not seen this, I implore you, I'm begging you right now, go on YouTube or Twitter or Instagram or whatever.
It is hysterical to watch.
The last tour he did, there are videos from fans. He is not singing.
No.
He can barely move.
Right.
He even forgets to move his mouth when his track comes in.
Yeah.
And he has new Four Seasons.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. They all look like they're 20. They're probably like 50, but standing next to him.
Yeah.
Right? They look.
Just watching him being introduced and walking on the stage takes 10 minutes.
And people, it's so bad.
How bad is it?
People were worried that he was being forced to do this against his will.
Why?
Well, because somebody's making money off of him.
But he's rich as crap.
Well, I mean, that's what their argument was. It was the same thing where they were worried about Richard Simmons, where all of a sudden he disappeared. So Frankie Valli did an interview in People where he said he wasn't being held against his will. Quote, "Nobody has ever made me do anything I didn't want to do. I'm blessed at 90 years old to still be doing what I do. As long as I am able and audiences want to come see me, I want to be out there performing." Problem is, he's not performing.
No.
He's not singing. He's not moving.
He's his own hologram.
That's the perfect way to put it.
He's not really there.
But he's playing a venue. Kimmy, I know you can't speak, but when you get a chance, can you Google how many seats the arena in Binghamton has and then show me on your fingers?
So he must be selling out.
No.
I mean, that is a big name for people my generation.
Bro, there's no way he's selling out. Half lip syncing, and when I say half lip syncing, I don't mean singing half the songs. I mean only moving his mouth for half.
But you
the
know,
song.
I mean, bigger name, obviously Sinatra. But when he came around here, he was doing karaoke.
Did you just compare?
No,
Sinatra?
But age wise and what you got for your money.
Okay, that's you could also use my grandpa. Nope. Still no Mike.
7,200.
Sorry.
So you don't think he'll sell?
Bro, that's a 7,200.
It is an odd
arena.
Venue for him to be, Binghamton.
Okay, no, it gets even weirder because he's doing four shows in New York, I told you. It seems like they are targeting cities that never get this kind of stuff.
Okay.
He's in Binghamton. He is in Port Chester.
Wow, where are that?
He's in Schenectady.
All right.
And then he's playing the Westbury Music Fair. Those are the four shows in New York. And then there's, a rest of a tour.
So how long is he on tour for?
That's a great question. Until he dies, maybe?
Because there's a good possibility, legit, he collapses on stage.
You are wishing for this.
No.
Yes.
No, I am not.
Every time we bring up older artists, you say this as if you hope that there will be video of Frankie Valli or Paul McCartney or Mick or somebody keeling over.
But is it bad of me to say that? Because you would see the guy dying, doing what he loves to do in the moment.
Lip syncing?
Yes. My eyes and it.
Bro, they're all super rich. I don't think they want to die, period.
Yeah, but you're going
to
die.
No, I understand. Look, it's easy for us to sit here romantically and think, like, this is just another show for him.
I know.
He's done tens of thousands of these things. So for him to be like, that's the way. No, he doesn't want to go like that. Nobody wants to go.
Well, nobody wants to go.
But, like, no. Like, this idea, like, oh, he went doing what he loved. In front of 7,000 people?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I'm sorry. 1,000 people?
Oh, he's not even selling out?
Well, bro, he's not selling 7,000 tickets. Could you imagine the embarrassment? What and I that? Guess you'll be dead, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But like while you're dying, like you would get glimpses of like people's horrified faces in the front row.
As you're falling down.
Oh my God! Call an ambulance!
Yeah, but there'd also be that guy. Nailed it!
You know the worst part?
What?
If Frankie Valli, God forbid.
God forbid. Come on now.
Were to collapse and die on stage, yeah. His voice would keep going because he's just lip syncing.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. We're talking about Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. He's 91 years old. He is doing a farewell tour. And it's funny they even had to establish it as the farewell tour because, again, 2 years ago, he was on tour at 90.
Yeah.
But
look at these guys from Jersey going long.
Who are we talking? Let's
start with Sinatra.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And then you've got Bruce. You got Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Like, all those guys are not kids anymore.
You got
and now you got Frankie.
You got three guys.
Four
guys.
That's four icons.
You're holding up five fingers.
Well, I know I forgot one.
Who? From Jersey?
It's Southside Johnny.
Bill Parcells.
Is he from Jersey?
I don't know. Coach
he looks it.
Probably from Jersey, right? Yeah. Okay, is there something in the water? And you're from Jersey, so that means you're going to go on forever. You're like a less talented version of Frankie Valli.
I would take that.
Right now. At this moment.
I wish I had his fake hair.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't. He looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, he does. He looks like they sucked everything out of him. He looks like an iguana.
But they may have actually sucked everything out of him. Like, he has to be taken care of, I'm imagining, off-stage.
Oh, yeah, you know he's on medication.
So, no, I mean, like, have someone with him at all times.
Oh, like a doctor.
Yeah, maybe.
Or a nurse, yeah.
Or, like, a handler or something.
Yeah,
like,
a medical person.
I would love to see the behind-the-scenes of that tour. Because, again, the rest of the seasons that are behind him look to be in their, like, 50s, 40s.
Well, yeah, because it's all choreographed dancing and stuff, and he just stands there.
Yeah, that's all he does. He, like, sometimes he moves in between.
I'm surprised they don't put him on a hoverboard. You know, he can remotely move him around the stage.
But, like, wouldn't you love to know what it takes to get him from bed in the morning to on stage that evening?
It's got
to
be brutal. Because he looks like, I mean, he don't look good, but at least he's up there.
Well, no, but again, like, this is a guy who should be just, like, sitting at home doing nothing.
Yes. I mean, I'm guessing if you, most people at 91, I bet you the majority of them are in wheelchairs.
If they're alive at all.
I'm just saying, if they make it to 91, I bet you most Americans are in wheelchairs.
All right, so Ken brings up something on Instagram, and I know nobody knows this, but I bring it up because you can actually go watch it if you want.
What's that?
Ken writes us on Instagram, you brought up dying on stage.
Yeah.
Colonel Bruce Hampton, he's a comedian,
yeah,
British guy, died on stage in his 70th birthday concert. He was like a joke artist,
yeah.
And people thought he was joking. You can watch the video on YouTube of him going down and people thinking that he's kidding. And that's also how comedian Red Fox died. He wasn't on stage.
Yes, but
his joke was he would grab his heart like he was having a heart attack.
Elizabeth, I'm coming.
He had a heart attack backstage at a sitcom he was taping.
Yeah.
And everyone thought he was joking for like 3 full minutes.
Yeah.
And that's why he died, which is actually the funniest way you can die.
Yeah, but he died. That guy, he was so broke. He was just working to pay the IRS. So maybe it was a blessing.
Okay. You know, I would love, Kimmy, when you get a chance, and again, you can just show me on your fingers because your mic's not working. Could you Google what Frankie Valli's net worth is, please? Because you got all the albums.
If he wrote it all, if it's all his music, he's got to be a fortune.
Got paid on Jersey Boys for touring Broadway.
Yeah, it's
touring.
A Broadway show about his life.
The movie. $80 million. He's worth $80 million?
I thought it would have been more than that.
Well, why?
Because of all that stuff he did.
No, $80 million. Why would?
Oh, it's good. I'd take it.
Are you?
I thought he would have been like the $200 million.
No,
bracket. Bro, he's had on a body of work that's been paying off forever.
Yeah, but he has to keep getting like an oil change every day. Man, he's got $80 million, and he's going to go play a Binghamton arena. Okay,
Frankie
Valli. I mean, he must really love doing it, or he's being held against his will.
Yeah,
those are the only two. Because
he can just sit on a yacht full of whatever he wants on it.
You know what's funny, too?
What?
Like, you know, I'm sure there was a time.
It was a Frankie Valli time.
Thank you. When he and the Four Seasons were, like, you know, at their peak.
Yeah.
Where he would get in the shower and there'd be two women waiting for him.
Mm.
And now that has to happen in the morning just so he can soap his body.
Yes.
And that person is standing outside of the shower wearing blue gloves to make sure they get every spot that they have to. All right, let me ask you this.
All right,
let's say Frankie Valli was coming to the Blue Cross Arena.
Yeah.
All right. And you got handed 2 front row tickets. Would you go?
You know what? Yeah.
Why?
This is him.
But he's not. He's just there.
Oh, it's going to suck, but I want to see
him. Why? You want to see him to make fun of him, you monster?
Yes. But at least he's getting my money. Well, no, they're free
tickets. They're free tickets, dumbass. It came right out of his pocket.
I'll buy a couple boxes of popcorn.
His nurse wiped him out of his wallet while he wasn't looking. You would go?
Yeah.
He means that much to you, your childhood?
No.
Okay.
Well, I went and saw Ringo with you. He's goddamn ancient,
okay,
too.
Okay, again, the Ringo story. You were forced to go to Ringo.
Yes, but we went.
And you thought we were introducing him, and then on the way we found out his people didn't want us to introduce him, yeah. And from that moment, you have hated Ringo
yes.
Starr. Because that show was great. I love that show.
I know you do.
And you sat there.
You and every old lady in our row loved that
it
show.
It was a great show. Look.
It was good.
He's an effing beetle.
But he is. He's a piece of history. But he's ancient.
Yeah.
Ringo's got to be in his 80s.
Yeah, he's up there. I mean, bro, we got to see Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, I know.
Shut up.
You get to see old Todd Rundgren.
Okay, well, that's the only Todd Rundgren we got right now, man. You don't even want to bang on the drum all day. You think you're cool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
News that sent everyone in Rochester into a tizzy yesterday.
Yeah.
Especially someone in this room. Because it looked like the Crescent Beach was dead and gone.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, new life.
Nice.
And when you have this name, a name that is rock solid gold in Rochester, mm-hmm. attached to this project.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All right. So if you've been listening to the show, Kimmy's mic just stopped working for some reason. So we're going to bring Kimmy over to this microphone next to us here. If you're watching on the live stream. The Break Room on WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, the Odyssey app, and WCMF.com. She is now Dan Mason, General Manager of the Rochester Red Wings.
Or Ryan.
Also, well, we could have went with Ryan, yeah. but I don't want to hurt her feelings like that. Hey, Kimmy.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Oh, my God. That mic is terrible.
I was going to say, I can't hear myself. kind of.
Okay, you're super loud. Just a heads up.
All right. No, in general. You're just really loud.
Yeah. So, you know, if you live in Rochester, you know that the Crescent Beach has had a much maligned existence for the last two decades, right?
Mm-hmm.
The last owner... showed up with massive fanfare, owned a couple of restaurants, catering businesses here in Rochester, and the plan that she had was to bring it back to its original classic glory.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to bring back the old menu. She was going to bring back all the old amenities. She was even restoring the original sign. Mm-hmm. So it was like you were going to walk into a time capsule. And folks in Rochester, Kimmy, they were thrilled.
Oh, yeah, I think the construction even started on it already.
They were ready to roll.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then she ended up having to forfeit the property.
Got put on pause.
Yep, to the U.S. government after pleading guilty to money laundering involving a bunch of bank accounts.
Okay.
That she had. And really, the last 20 years of that business has been owners coming in, making promises, doing something illegal or immoral, and then having to give up the Crescent Page
again.
Yep, before they actually open the place up. So it's been sitting in limbo, I guess owned by the federal government.
Oh.
That is until yesterday. There are rumors there is a new owner stepping in to buy.
Nice.
And rumors that have Kimmy very excited that you think is actually going to send Tommy through the roof.
Well, I mean, I know Tommy loves this name.
Okay.
And go ahead.
Well, what are the rumors that you heard, Kimmy? I'm sorry.
Well, I heard of the Wegman Group, as they're calling it.
Yeah.
Could be potentially stepping in to purchase it.
Damn.
Okay, so according to a story on 10NBC, the Wegman Group is stepping in. There's a rumor that the Wegman Group is stepping in to buy Crescent Beach. And when you hear this, Tommy,
it's going to be top shelf.
Right? I mean,
this is going to be badass.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
There's a problem.
What's the problem?
Kimmy, you misread the story.
Did I?
Yes, you did. It's not Danny Wegman.
But is it a branch of Wegman?
No.
No?
There are two families, very successful families, in Rochester that have the last name Wegman.
And they're not related?
So I don't know if they're related, but they're not the same business. The Wegman with Danny Wegman is not buying Crescent Beach.
So different, totally different Wegman.
The Wegman Companies Incorporated, they are a real estate development
firm. All right, but still something. They probably got bank.
Yes. But there's a
But I was thinking, like, if somebody's going to flip this thing, it's going to be like somebody associated with Wegmans.
Yes. Like, I mean, and you hear Wegmans.
It's going to be insane.
Crescent Beach Restaurant. It's going to be awesome. No, this is the real estate development firm, the Wegman Companies Incorporated.
And they don't know. They're not saying what they're doing.
No. And in fact, it's not even confirmed that they're the ones buying it. The town of Greece says there
is. So why are they telling us these rumors then?
Well, no. Well, did you read the story or just read the headline?
I read part of the story.
You work in this business! The story clearly says that the town of Greece can confirm in April there was a file to purchase or something, but they can't say who it was.
So they're not even saying this has happened.
No, the Wegman Company Incorporated
That's all a rumor.
Says that they can't confirm or speak on anything, right? But the fact that the Wegman Companies Incorporated and not Wegmans, the grocery store, buying it, means something else entirely. And here's what I'm saying.
What's that?
Think it out loud here.
Yeah.
If a real estate firm is potentially looking to buy the building and the property of a waterfront restaurant that hasn't been open in like 20 years.
Yeah.
Goodbye, restaurant.
I don't think they're going to use it as a restaurant.
No, it'll be condos.
Exactly. Yeah. You knock it down, you make it something else.
It's going to be like, it would have to be condominium.
But I guess, like, at that point, at least something useful is going in there.
Yeah, you're right. But it would have been way
cool. It's not like a cool restaurant, but, like, it's not an empty building that's just rotting away.
No. But this place lacks, like, waterfront restaurants.
Do we?
Oh, yeah.
I think we do. For as much, like, lake line as we have.
Lake line?
Yeah.
Lake shore.
Hey, you go down the lakefront? No, I think I'm going down the lake line.
The lake line.
Yeah, there's not a lot of, like, waterfront dining.
There's a ton of waterfront dining.
No, first of all, there's none on the west side.
Bro, go down to Charlotte. Go down to Charlotte.
That's not waterfront.
That's where it stops, though. Like,
There's nothing along that whole strip.
But not any. Not as many as you think we'd have.
Now, he wants to go down to Abbott's and have a cone. He calls that waterfront dining.
Ollie's is on the waterfront, is it not? O'Loughlin's? You can fall into the water. Yeah. I know multiple men who have done it.
But along the actual lake.
Along the actual lake? You mean like the yacht club?
You got one, two. You only have two on the east side of town.
Okay.
On Lake Ontario.
Yeah, like he's talking like directly on the lake.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But most of that stuff is private property.
Yeah.
Or it's Ontario Beach Park.
Right.
Or
that's
it's
what I'm saying. That's what I said. We do lack. So this would be an At least one. Yeah, you got Marge's, which is a fun little spot.
Okay.
But there isn't a lot.
Bro, I'm telling you, you're not considering all of the Finger Lakes. There is way more on Lake Ontario on the west side than you think there is. And then there's a whole bunch on the east side, too.
Ain't no whole bunch.
There are, bro. There are 2 dozen restaurants up and down the Erie Canal in Monroe County. Is that not waterfront?
You got.
I don't think of that as.
You got Richardson's.
Okay.
You think of the canal spots as waterfront?
What is the canal full of?
Water, but I don't see it as the same as being on the lake.
Oh, duck crap, too.
Duck crap, too. But you better watch it. Your whole town relies on that canal. Show place, beautiful spot. Why don't you come down and have a craft beer? And then maybe go to one of 7 restaurants and have a number attached to it. That's right on the water. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A story yesterday that had Rochester brimming with excitement.
That would have been huge news, man.
Wegman, a company with the name Wegman in it,
mm-hmm.
Looking to buy the Crescent Beach Hotel, but it's not Wegman's, as in Danny Wegman. It is the Wegman's company, the Wegman Company Incorporated, excuse me. They're a real estate development firm. As far as I know, they have nothing to do with Danny Wegman and their company, so it looks like a real estate company is going to come in and buy this property, and you would think, with all of the bad luck this restaurant has had the last 20 years, not even getting to the opening part with all these owners, that they're going to knock it down. And here's the thing. And again, we're just speculating. Despite the fact that I think everyone in Rochester wants to have the experience of Crescent Beach again, it might be time to let it go.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, I think at this point it's a
little. It ain't happening.
Yeah. I think after this last time, people are just like, just knock it down.
Right? I mean, but here's the thing, too. Like, you brought up there's a lack of waterfront dining in your stupid take. It could be so many things. And if it ends up being like condos, it'll only be able to be used by a small number of people.
Sure.
Right? Which sucks. Because like we said, most of the coastline of Lake Ontario is already private. Like, we're very lucky to have that wide swath of beach that is Charlotte Beach, right? You're also very lucky to have Ontario Beach Park. But once you get past the end of the beach, all the way down around the end of the lake, it's just private property.
Yeah, it's houses.
You know what I'm saying?
I
don't know. The only thing that sucks about this, because I think I'm with you guys, I'm ready to let the dream die.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe
if
you had someone on the up and up that was willing to put in the time and money the right way, that a revitalization of the Crescent Beach Hotel would work.
Oh, sure it would.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, Rochesterians want it back.
Yeah.
But it is amazing how every person that jumps in somehow gets in some kind of law trouble along the way.
It's cursed. It's got to be cursed.
Well, we've talked about this before, but like, and I know, like, this most recent one where the federal government had to seize it is the most extreme.
Yeah.
But there were tax issues. There were guys doing work without permits on it. And then as soon as they got caught, they were like, done.
See ya.
Finished with it.
And I feel like the last time we talked about it, we got a bunch of calls from people that live around there, like on Edgemere, that were just done with it. They're like, we don't even want to see it turn into anything at this point. Let it go.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Anyone that lives near the lake just wants to complain about everything. Is that a fair statement?
Well, they do. I think they're...
Lake complainers?
Well, they're very territorial.
Okay.
So it may be another thing where they don't want, like, the loud... you know, they just don't want, like, a new crowd coming down to the lake. They like it, you know, kind of quiet and private.
Yeah, this is my water.
I think people, anybody who lives on a body of water feels that way.
All right, so let's go down that road. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You move down to the water for a more relaxing, laid-back life.
Right.
But the opposite happens. Why does everyone that lives or vacations on a body of water, has like a cabin or whatever, why do they complain about the most stuff all the time?
Because here come all the partiers. Because it happened out in Sodus.
Okay.
So Sodus started to develop a lot of bars out there. Mm-hmm. And then
Where are the bars?
What's it?
Are they like in town, like away from like the lake?
Sodus Point.
Yeah. Oh, on the water.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you were saying.
But they all closed. That's my point. Because they couldn't do any live music out there. So the people were complaining about the live music, so they had to shut it down. Then that sandbar where everybody pulls up and parties, they started bitching about because those people that own all those cottages.
You don't live here.
Bitch and complain about the noise. So they drive everybody away. And then they go, there's no business.
You know, it is amazing. Like, when I'm thinking Charlotte, right?
They have Weezer's loud mouth down there.
When I'm thinking Charlotte, like amenity for the people that live down by the water, what's that grocery store that's like between Somerville and Charlotte? You know what I'm talking about?
Grocery.
It's like an off, I don't know the name of it, but it's been there for like ever. And maybe it's not even there anymore. I haven't been down there in a while.
I can't think of it.
But there is one grocery store. But other than that, like there's a gas station. There's a grocery store.
Oh, that little
store.
Strip mall right there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Over the old bridge.
I haven't seen that place in years.
Okay, so I don't know what's still in there. But I guess what I'm getting at is like if you start going down the shore the opposite way, like past Charlotte, you're right. There are no real businesses down there.
No.
Right? Like, what do you people do? How far do you have to go to get groceries and gas and, like, when you got to buy a shirt? Like, where are you going? Because, like, you get the serenity of the water.
Yeah.
And, like, a little removed.
Yeah, but you
pay for it.
Okay. That's what I mean. Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem worth it to me, unless I'm wrong.
Yeah, but there's water people. You know, they love that atmosphere, that lifestyle.
Water people?
They don't like their homes.
It's kind of like you're in the Keys.
No, it's not, though.
No, I know, but then you kind of feel like it a little bit.
A lot of people are writing us on Facebook right now that made the same mistake Kimmy did that are furious.
Yeah.
I'll read you this one.
I thought it was like somebody associated with Wegmans.
Nope, completely different Wegman family. Again, a story yesterday that the Wegmans are going to buy Crescent Beach. That's the rumor from the federal government, but it's not Danny Wegman. It's the Wegman Companies Incorporated, their real estate development firm. James writes us on Facebook. You can get us on the Break Room or the WCMF Facebook page. He said, I already had plans to go have sushi and steak at the Crescent Beach with Danny Wegman serving it to me. Tommy would have been the first one in line with his personal email invite from Danny Wegman.
It would have been the first time Tommy's been on the West Side in years.
In all seriousness.
Been a while, yeah.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up.
What's that?
Like, okay, Haremas, is that grocery store? I'm sorry. Blake just sent it to us.
Oh, the joint?
The one that's down near Somerville there. Thank you, Blake, on Instagram. I appreciate you, buddy. Wegmans does restaurants really well.
Yeah.
They've got Next Door. That was their first one. Right. The burger bar attached to the Pittsburgh Wegmans there. They just opened up that sushi place down in New York City.
Yeah.
Whatever, the next door.
Yeah.
I would think a presence on the West Side like a Crescent Beach would be good for Wegmans.
Oh, yeah, it would.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you know they would do it right.
Yeah.
It's
it weird. Would have been class.
It's weird they haven't explored that idea.
Well, but all their restaurants, though, are near a Wegmans.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
that would be what the difference would be, I guess.
Maybe you need it to make it work that way, right? Yeah. Like all of the stuff that's coming in, it's going right to the store. But, I mean, it is Wegmans. Like, it's not like.
Oh, it's a draw.
But, like, you know, driving an extra 10 miles to drop off food and make things work wouldn't bury that business.
I mean, you would sit there and feel like you're eating on the East Side. That's how good it would be.
Bro.
Pure class.
We've talked about this before.
Wine in a glass instead of a cup.
Outside of a business that's owned by the greatest grocery store in America.
Yeah.
Right? In Next Door. Yeah. There aren't that many great restaurants on the East Side. No, I mean, am I wrong?
Uh-huh.
Like, when we start talking about restaurants that everyone in Rochester
loves. Well,
we
have nice restaurants.
West Side. There's no soul on the East Side.
Well, there's a lot of great restaurants on the West Side if you want to eat with your elbows on the table, yes.
And who doesn't?
Tell me you eat with your elbows on the table.
Why is that a rule that you can't
eat? I never understood that rule.
What, are you eating like a man?
Are your elbows dirty? Like, I don't get
no,
why
you don't hunch over your food like somebody's going to steal
it.
Yeah,
but then I don't spill it on anything.
Well, how about you just eat slowly, draw it up to your lips slowly?
Draw it up to your lips?
Wait, see how I'm doing? Like that.
No. Well, see, I thought it was more like this for you if you're watching the live stream. I'm not telling what it
was. Well, I'm not putting my elbow on the table.
No, like my grandma would or my aunt would be like, Mabel, if you're able, take your elbows off the table. Why can't I have, who made the rule?
Because it's couth. Because it's like standards of life.
When I'm thinking couth, I want to go to you for the couthiness of things.
I got some couth.
You ain't got no couth, bro. You don't know no couth.
I mean, I get like chewing with your mouth closed so nobody can see you chewing. Like, I get those manners, those rules.
My father
rules.
Would talk and the chew with the mouth open.
Stupid.
So did my dick grandmother.
Why do you hurt you?
She would smack her lips and talk at the same time, full of, and not only food, Italian food, which means it's just like regret, like regurgitating in her face.
I've never met your grandma, but every time you talk about your grandma like that, I get so uncomfortable.
Really?
Yes.
Everybody's got that dick parent or grandparent, right?
No. My grandparents pretty cool.
I enjoy my grandparents.
Yeah,
because they're alive.
Yeah.
Well, one of them is. I got one left.
And they're all great.
I mean, I was young when I had them, so I still had that hero complex. I don't know, maybe if I got older. But yours died young, too. Yours died when you were young, too, didn't they?
No, my one grandmother went till I was 19.
Yeah, that's pretty young, man.
Yeah,
that's
no. pretty young.
For you, especially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you're on death's door right now. All right, I got a little hope for everybody listening.
What do they say?
Because we speculate, you know, with the Wegman Group, the Wegman Companies Incorporated, a real estate firm, not Wegman's, the restaurant, looking into that's the rumor, Crescent Beach Hotel, down by the water there. that they would be knocking it down and turning it into like condos or townhomes or whatever. Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF.
What's he saying?
He says, Wegman Group own Coletta in Elmridge. That's a restaurant there. And have been a big investor in Paddington's, Clutch, and now Brew. They are breaking into the restaurant business. Kimmy goes to say, she goes back to her microphone. She goes, oh, I got a point to make. And her mic doesn't work.
Oh, poor thing.
If you are just joining us, watching the live stream. The reason we had the four shot on here is because Kimmy's mic is not working. That's also why her voice sounded so weird. The mic is not set to Kimmy over here.
Yeah.
It's set to...
normal voice?
Yeah. Dan Mason.
Fireworks.
Which, by the way, we have to get to him later in the show. Did you see the big news?
No, what's he doing?
Oh,
we got in trouble with all that food?
No, he's not in trouble. We'll get to it all in a few hours.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Getting banned from anywhere is pretty sad for
Right?
Something with your behavior was so bad, you are not legally allowed as an adult to be there anymore. But I think we may have a new leader for saddest banning story ever. Because based on what this place does, it seems borderline impossible for them to say, you are never allowed to come back here again.
But somebody pulled it off.
It sounds like it. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. If you are a fan of Kimmy on the show, well, today's going to be rough for you because her mic is not working at all. So our engineers are on the way in to fix this. But in the meantime, she is only available on our live stream. And Tommy, while taking his upstairs walk, found a giant white poster board sheet for Kimmy to use. So until her mic is fixed, the only way to hear from Kimmy is to get on our live stream where she will be writing comments while we speak on the whiteboard that we will not be able to see. There you go. So if you want to, you got to move it over more, Kimmy. A little further. Nope. Bag it up. Bag it up to the right. My right.
Now you're, hold it you're like right. that forever.
For God's sakes. Do you not see? She can't see. She can't see. She can't hear.
She got no see.
Dynamite radio show we got going on today. So log on to our live stream, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, the Odyssey app at WCMF.com. There it is. You nailed it. And watch Kimmy work her whiteboard like the world's most busted Vanna White. Tommy?
Yeah.
It's time for another one of our famous Break Room one-line stories.
Okay, what do you got?
This one comes to us from the Batavia area.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, a 62-year-old man was charged. 62-year-old man was charged with third-degree burglary and petty larceny after police say he entered the YMCA where he had been banned.
Okay.
And stealing property.
What the hell is he stealing from the YMCA?
Great question, because those are all the details we have in this story.
And you're 62. You've already been banned.
He had previously been banned.
Then you went back.
Yep.
Did they say he broke in?
It says he entered the YMCA where he had been banned and stole property.
Okay.
Those are all the details we have in this story. But just that sentence leads to 15 more questions.
You know it.
The biggest of which, I think, is why were you banned from the YMCA in the first place? How?
Well, you're a 62-year-old man.
Yes.
They can be pretty annoying just in general.
Okay, no, I agree with you 100%.
These old codgers can be quite a nuisance, Pat.
Yeah, no, I can't
argue. Don't shut up.
Yeah, you're right. But the fact that he's 62 actually makes it harder for him to get banned by the YMCA. Because when you go to the Y, any gym really, old folks are allowed to do whatever they want.
To a point, yeah.
Tommy, they walk around naked everywhere. Gangs of old people will take over full sections of the gym.
And just not use it.
You got it. They can yell and scream at kids, and the kids are the ones that are assumed to be the jerk. How at that age?
He got banned, but he wasn't arrested for anything at that point.
As far as we know
up front.
He just
was banned.
Yeah, that's as far as we know.
Yeah. All right. Too much nut itching.
I guess it's possible if he... too much nut itching?
Yeah.
I think you're allowed to itch your nuts wherever
to an extent. Oh, not your bare nut.
There's a law in New York State that limits the amount of nut scratching you can do?
Yes, and you cannot do an exposed bare nut itching.
Exposed bare nut itching. So Kimmy, on her whiteboard, if you were watching the live stream right now, was asking,
what's she writing?
Was it a creepy theft, as in women's thing?
Oh.
It's a really good question from Silent Kimmy this morning.
Yeah, but that would be like in lockers, would they be locked up?
Not necessarily. I mean, there are some people that go to these gyms and just leave their stuff in unlocked lockers because they don't want to pay for a lock.
So he was like grabbing panties?
It's a theory.
Okay.
You always do this.
What?
What if this happened? That's what he was doing?
Grabbing panties? Well, what else would he be grabbing? He's a sniffer.
Well, no.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's a theory.
I know.
Look, no, you don't, because you keep saying it like it's a definite. Look.
No, I don't know.
I'm with you. I don't know what else you could be stealing from the YMCA.
Maybe like computers or like office equipment. I mean, think about it, man. It's workout stuff.
I mean, he was taking weights or like, you know, stuff like that.
Walking out with a couple of dumbbells.
I mean, look, Kimmy's theory, Silent Kimmy's theory this morning is her mic is not working and writing on the whiteboard on our live stream. That he was maybe taking things that were inappropriate to the opposite sex.
Right.
That actually, that's not a bad theory.
Yeah, and that's about the right age, too.
Now, look, I guess it's possible if the allegations are true, to Kimmy's point, stealing is what got him banned in the first place.
Yeah.
But in this story, it says he came back and allegedly stole again. And the way this story is written, I hope he was not banned for stealing at first, because if he wasn't, not only does this guy risk arrest going back to the YMCA that he's already legally banned from, he stole something while he went back, right? Like if, let's say, in a hypothetical world, a man was banned from stealing panties from the YMCA. There are other places you could steal panties. Any other gym.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Right? Like now I belong to LA Fitness, where I'm going to go on a panty raid there.
Okay.
Although, no, let's talk panties for a second.
All right.
How could he even get into the women's locker room?
Oh, yeah, because it was open, right? He didn't break it. He walked in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how could he have gotten it?
Boo! Boo, Kimmy! Boo, Silent Kimmy's theory! Yeah. Boo!
Can't be that, though.
Kimmy sucks. 252-WCMF. 252-926.
Unless he stole, like, pool equipment or stuff like that.
Pool? What is he walking around with a big pole?
Yeah, those noodles or something. Look at me. I got a bunch of noodles.
We have a one-line story, a famous Break Room one-line story. Quote, a 62-year-old man was charged with third-degree burglary and petty larceny for entering the YMCA where he had already been banned and stealing property. So in the history of the Break Room, we have had stories about all kinds of adult bannings.
Yeah.
Folks banned from
stores.
Wegmans, for example, right?
Casinos.
Libraries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Every time we bring up one of these places, we go, ooh, that might be the saddest place. Ooh, and they keep topping and topping and topping and topping. Is adult ban from the YMCA the top spot of adult bannings in our power rankings of sadness?
So far, yes.
Okay.
I mean, somebody might top it, but right now it's got to be number one.
Because, like, it's a community place.
Yeah.
They accept everyone. It's kind of their thing.
Yeah.
It's affordable. It's accessible. It's almost, if you have a big one, it's like a town square.
Yeah, it's for everybody.
Right? Like, and with the other places you can be banned from, like we talked about, like Wegmans, you can be banned for stealing something. That makes sense.
Yeah.
The library, you keep watching porn on the public computer, you can be banned. That makes sense. Like, there, the fact that there is no immediate reason that comes to your mind being banned by the YMCA is what makes it so sad.
Yeah.
And to take it a step further, when it comes to what the YMCA offers, you know what? We'll get to that in a second. Because folks have been waiting patiently.
Okay.
252 WCMF. You're not hearing Kimmy because her mic is not working. Our engineers are on the way in. She has her whiteboard where she is writing all kinds of comments in the live stream, the Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch if you want to catch Whiteboard Kimmy. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey. Oh, hold on. My button's not working. Hey, Petey. I'm sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Kimmy's got a great theory because he was already banned once from going there. He probably could be doing something creepy.
But how do you get into the ladies' room, the locker room? You can't just walk in there.
Why not?
Why not, Tommy?
That. Well, look, I mean, I guess...
He probably did.
Okay.
That's why they kicked him out the first time.
Well, no, I mean, I guess you
could... It's a good theory.
Okay, Pete, thanks for the call, buddy. I guess you could be creepy enough to be banned without stealing something.
All right.
But that wouldn't explain the theft on the second return.
Right, and they already gave you a break the first time by just banning you.
Well, no, to be fair, we don't know if they banned and had him arrested the first time.
You think that would have been...
It's a one-line story, Tommy. Yeah. It's a Break Room one-line story.
I stand corrected, Pat.
And again, I want to be clear. These are all allegations here. Nobody's been convicted of anything. But going back to the whole sadness of being banned from the YMCA. When it comes to what the YMCA offers, not only is the Y big for the older set, it's also really big for kids activities.
Oh, sure.
For those who don't know.
It's almost like daycare.
Oh, well, so they have daycare.
Yeah.
But the YMCA also has organized basketball leagues, flag football leagues, swimming classes, gymnastics, things like that for little kids.
Yeah, especially summertime.
Yeah. And if you're in your 60s and there's a big-time YMCA in your area, there is a decent chance you will be invited to the Y to watch your grandkids do one of these activities.
Yep.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Having to tell your children you can't go watch your grandbaby score goals or touchdowns because you've been permanently banned from the YMCA. Yeah.
You'd have to tell your kid that.
Right?
Yeah, grandpa can't come. Why?
Because I've been banned from the YMCA.
He likes inappropriate things.
All right, Silent Kimmy is writing on her whiteboard again on our live stream, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. You are the worst fan of white ever. But she asks on her whiteboard, if you are banned from one YMCA, are you banned from all YMCA?
Yeah, they got to put out the alert, man.
Well, I don't know. It's a valid question.
I mean, I would think you put it out to every franchise.
Are they franchises?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, I'm sure if you're banned from one Wegmans, they put you on a list.
But that's why that word is important, because Wegmans aren't franchised. They're all owned by one place. Like, if I'm banned from the McDonald's on West Ridge Road, I don't think I'm banned from all McDonald's.
But I bet you they have, like, an email where they send it out, be on the lookout for this dude.
Okay, maybe, but let me ask you this question.
But there's got to be a network there to keep them safe.
I've never legally belonged to a Y. I've only snuck in when I was a kid a bunch of times. You belong to the Y.
My wife did.
Okay, because you went because you were taking water aerobics.
No, that one, yes, yeah.
Yeah. Like, nice try.
What?
No, not like, did you didn't want to bring up the whole point that 20 years ago you were taking water
aerobics?
I was
taking aquatic aerobics.
Okay, great. Is there like a one oversight? Like, is the YMCA one thing?
I thought there was a headquarters. Cause we know a girl that works for them, does like PR. They used to be in the news.
We don't really know her.
Well, we know of her.
I love how you
we
bring
met
that.
Her.
Okay, what is it? We going to go really text her and ask her.
I can't.
So you don't know her, you idiot.
Well, we met
her. No, you're going to get banned for the YMCA for being creepy.
Yeah, but she works for the Y.
I know you.
What does she do? She doesn't work for just one Y.
It's her job to go from Y to Y to make sure that people aren't in there. Vanna White Kimmy, once again, asking, people on the news don't know you. That's more of a statement. No, she's absolutely right. We did discover that. She's not only asking questions, but insulting Tommy on her whiteboard while waiting for her microphone to get fixed. All right. So I guess the moral of the story.
Behave
yourself at the YMCA. Yeah. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.